course, Thursday night, we're going to be concentrating on the One Israel Fund live stream and that presentation, which we did last year to tremendous success, Baruch Hashem. Those of you who care about Israel and care about Yehuda and Shomron, you'll have your opportunity to display that care and to really exhibit that care by supporting the campaign that will culminate late Thursday night Eastern Time, when we have the honor of hosting that live event with One Israel Fund. And Mark Provisor, who is a wonderful friend of ours and who is the Director of Security for the One Israel Fund, is with us live via telephone. It is wonderful to speak to a couple of people in Israel today on the air as we continue to experience this disconnect between Israel and the diaspora. Mark Provisor, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Absolutely. At least they haven't forbidden phone calls at this point, you know?
Although with Bezek, you never know, right?
That's true. That is true. Yes.
And you mentioned to me off the air, for those who read about the impending storms in Israel, you mentioned to me off the air that those storms have already begun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you got...
We're having right now heavy, heavy winds, a few electrical outages.
Yeah. So yeah. You got a rough weather situation there. Before we talk about the One Israel Fund, before we talk about the needs and encourage people to be tuned in on Thursday, Mark, I need your comment. I need your comment about what happened last week. I need your comment about how the Dimitman family is now suffering. I need your comment about how it seems the enemy finds creative ways to always take away our best and our brightest, and in this case, our youngest. Or member of the younger generation. What is your reaction to what I would guess at this point the majority, if not all of our listeners, are familiar with, this terrorist attack last week in Samaria?
Yeah, I actually just came back from there this morning where I was actually sitting with the security chief. We were reviewing the situation and, again, just seeing, like, if there was anything we could have done, what can we do? What can we learn? I mean, sometimes, you know, in the world of security, you have to treat some things also like a professional, and you have to ice up a little bit just to see how you can make things better. But there was no getting around the feelings of this. I mean, it was just a horrible situation. I mean, thank God the IDF responded quickly and was able to capture the terrorists, but for me, I take it hard because we work pretty much 24/7 trying to prevent things like this. And there's at times it seems like there are limits to what we can do. And I'll answer the question in a strange way. Terrorism and counterterrorism are the most creative aspects that there are in security. The land around there where this occurred is kind of tough terrain. There are various dead spots, and it happens. Now, we're hearing about one attack. One thing that you're not hearing about is the amount of attacks that have been prevented also.
Right.
Their want and will to throw us out of this land is not decreasing at all, and I would even say increasing due to the popularity getting from around the world and the demonizing of the people of Judea and Samaria, who, just like in any place, I think 99% are incredible. So it's an ongoing challenge, if you will.
And there are so many roads and so many hiding places and so many boundaries to secure and only so many cameras you could put up. I mean, look, you're right. You're right. We should emphasize how people in this country and other places have actually funded the ability for you and your team to actually protect the Jews of Judea and Samaria. But you know how it is. When an episode gets by, when something happens, it just reminds us of how volatile life can be. And it reminds us that, you know, families end up suffering for God knows how long, forever, actually, because of their loved ones being taken from them. So, but again... This is not new to you. You have been through this so many times, and I think the point you make about the enemy is no less anxious to destroy us. You know, as the Abraham Accords continue along that road, and diplomacy between Israel and other countries continues to increase in so many areas, and cooperation between Israel and other countries increases when it comes to either security in Israel or just, you know, general security around the world. We sometimes get lulled into a sense of security that things are getting better and better, but the enemy has no change to their agenda. They want to kill and destroy as much as possible.
It's, you know, there is another thing when you mentioned how families, how people are damaged and hurt. The first reason, actually, that I went up was because of they have a young security chief there. And this was his first murderous attack.
Oh, boy.
Where he had to see a friend that he knew get hurt and lying next to him. And he actually gave cause. I mean, I guess for those who don't know, I was a security chief also till 2006.
Right.
And I have been through more than my fair share of terrorism. And he had called me up last night, and and he said, can you come up? Can we talk? I had spoken to him a little bit before, and he said, I need to talk with you. And my main point of going up there was to sit with him. You know, there are some things that donor dollars just cannot do. And personal experience can, and it was brought me back in time a little bit, but I was glad to see the strength of these guys, of these security chiefs, who are, in my mind, are unsung heroes. And we trudge on. Trudge on.
You certainly do. The One Israel Fund reminds us to give a little heart. Where does your heart lie? If the answer is your heart lies in the heartland of Israel, then please, please get ready for this coming Wednesday and Thursday, and specifically Thursday night when we help wrap up the campaign, a $360,000 campaign to support the One Israel Fund in 36 hours. You can go to oneisraelfund.org, oneisraelfund.org, and you could donate right now, but you could certainly be part of our live stream this coming Thursday night. And part of the 36 hours between Wednesday and Thursday when the One Israel Fund wants to achieve their goal, like they did really nicely last year. Our community did really well for the One Israel Fund last year, and I hope again this second year of the pandemic that we're able to do it again. And Mark Provisor, that's really the point I want to make this morning with you on the phone, and that is that it's year two of the pandemic, and last year, thank God, we were able to achieve the goal for One Israel Fund as we emphasize that even though people can't really travel to Israel nearly as much as it's more difficult to bring groups to wherever they need to get to, et cetera, we all know the problems. Nonetheless, the security issues remain and the needs remain. I have to assume that 12 months later, you could tell us that the security issues remain and the needs remain.
I can, you know, I wish I could say different. Yes, the needs do remain, the challenges do remain, but I can say that there's great improvement in from last year till now in the way that we are dealing with these challenges. Due to people who were taking part in the projects. I mean, I'm just coming from the security world, but in security projects, we have. Wow, you know, I sit with the IDF a lot, obviously, and just the efficiency that we are working at now is just something incredible, where even to the point where they're learning from us, from a lot of these vanguard projects that we've taken on, it's a constant improvement. Now, continued, yes, there is a constant challenge and so on, but we are moving up there. And
give us an example of something that our listeners have funded that you've been able to implement.
Okay, absolutely. Look, there we always talk about various perimeter systems, and technology grows and grows, and we have our hand on it, and we've been able to place cameras in strategic locations that are able to provide and protect not just these communities but prevent any acts of violence. The drone project has just been crazy. These are projects that really One Israel Fund was the vanguard. We started doing this and started supplying drones. That not only that, just equipment, but supplying training. Because you can give someone something, but if they don't know how to use it properly, then it's a waste. And so the amount of surveillance we've been able to do is just incredible. Some of our projects, like the Guy project, which is a mobile thermal surveillance system, is not only being used in Judea and Samaria, and we have continued requests for it, but has now been been put into use by the government also. And these are things that we searched out, we researched, we put into use, and everyone came about the communications system. I mean, I wish the Army would finish giving out all the units that they bought, but the communication system has been revamped over here. The emergency medical, I call it a security chief medical kit, emergency kit, sorry. This has been saved so many lives. I call it a lech tida, go figure kit, because we put everything in there that a security chief, who is the first responder, could possibly need.
Right.
And so in leaps and bounds, the security has improved, and we're continuing. It's because, like I said, you know, if there's one thing that I'm very proud of One Israel Fund, it's not just a pipe, a passageway to put a donation and you see a nice project and so on. We are part of the solution.
Yep.
It's not just that we are making the solutions and we are making changes. And I think that's so important. And that's why I'm so proud of the organization. You know, and besides the fact that they have to put up with someone like me, which, I mean, you know, you've met me in person, so it's not always that easy. But it's just incredible. And to see the appreciation that we get from the various, you know, from the Ministry of Defense, from the IDF, even tonight I was just invited to a very serious IDF ceremony because of the contribution that One Israel Fund has made in preventing violence and keeping people alive. And that is something I really like to do.
Yeah, and the IDF understands the value of that, as does the Israeli government. Got to give them credit, of course. And they are doing what they can to help. I know that sometimes it gets frustrating because when you deal with bureaucratic organizations, you don't always get what you want. But nonetheless, they are often very there. They are often there for the very cause that you are fighting for. Mark Provisor is with us. I want to remind everybody that we will be live Thursday night with the One Israel Fund. You go to oneisraelfund.org, oneisraelfund.org. Last year, Kol HaKavod to everybody. They achieved their goal almost immediately. It was an amazing feeling, and we're hoping that they do the same this year because the needs are great and because the security needs and the projects that are there to help build different aspects of communities in Judea and Samaria are still there and continue to be there even 12 months later, a year later, when so many of us have not been able to visit Judea and Samaria during this pandemic. So again, please go to oneisraelfund.org, oneisraelfund.org. And Mark, I assume we'll hear from you at some point during Thursday night show as well when we do the finale.
Probably so.
Yeah.
I will be online, you know, we'll see what time it is here, but yeah.
You must have been impressed that the diaspora jury, I mean, I'm sure that some people in Israel as well, but the diaspora jury got everybody to the goal pretty quickly last time around.
I want to say, first of all, I was impressed, but there's something that I find frustrating, that more people, I know the whole concept of fundraising concept and people do what they can. I don't think people are very much still aware of necessarily how we're growing. And over here, I mean, the communities that are growing, that are expanding. I mean, my God, things are keep on popping up, and watching the beauty and the development here, and that remains a challenge. And there's, I call it, it's like the dark side and the light side. Whereas Eve Harrow, who works on the light side, beautifying the life in the communities and so on, and I work on trying to keep that life going up. It's important. It's really, really important that, because the stronger that we grow here in Judea and Samaria, I personally believe the more of a chance that we have to bring peace to this region and quiet and those blessings that we've spoken about so often.
Wow, what an interesting way to end. That is people don't realize that the work that you're doing actually could lead to peace in a more stabilized region. People just don't get that.
Well, that's why I do it.
Yeah.
I like peace.
And I'm glad you mentioned it. OneIsraelFund.org, everybody. We'll remind everyone as we get closer and closer. Mark Provisor, Kol HaKavod, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nachum. This is great.
Director of Security, Judea and Samaria for One Israel Fund. He's Mark Provisor and always updates us on what's happening in a place that's very, very special to all of us. More coming up at JM in the AM.